Welcome back to the Life Lately podcast. We are your hosts, Mel and Soph. Well, it's been a couple of weeks of self-isolation and social distancing, and this virus will not stop us from recording new episodes of the podcast. So nope. We are out here improvising, making the most of technology, and hopefully this podcast will have an excellent audio quality, which is what we love to give you. I mean, I'd rather that Mel is seated right next to me.
I know.
Because I love seeing her facial expressions and, you know, all that kind of stuff. We bounce off each other very
exactly.
Well, right?
I know, we really do.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
yeah,
this is how things are. But like I said, we are not going to let this stop us. So, yeah, actually, before we get into today's episode, we wanted to say thank you so much for joining us last week.
Oh my gosh, yes.
On Instagram Live, where we went live for the very, very first time. And we got to interact with about 40 of you in a different way, which was fun, actually.
What did you think, Mel? It was really good. And thank you so much, guys, for just, you know, tuning in. It was so nice. It's nice to see faces.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure I butchered some names, but
I know. Like the handles, isn't it?
The handles,
no, it was so good. It was so much fun. We definitely did more.
It really was. So we will try to do this as often as we can. You know, just so that we can touch base and no one hopefully is feeling particularly lonely. But if you are, I think we will both be on hand, you know. Yeah, to comment, to talk to you, to, you know, interact in.
Definitely. And I think it just helps to switch up the day a bit as well, just to bring something different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, look out on our Instagram page, which is at Life Lately Pod. We will, of course, always give you advance notice to let you know when we'll be going live. Also, if there's something in particular you'd like us to discuss live, then do let us know, slide into our DMs or leave a comment somewhere on, you know, maybe the latest post that we'll have up on Instagram.
Yeah.
So speaking of interacting and all that, let's check in on Mel. Mel, how are you? week one of you working from home?
No. It's about a week and a half, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about a week and a half. Yeah, it's going all right. I'm actually enjoying my company. It's nice.
Oh,
it'll be nice to have a bit more like interaction or the freedom anyway to move about. But I'm enjoying it, you know. I find that cleaning really helps just to make things feel a bit more fresh and new almost. So that busies my time, but yeah, I mean, it's all right for now. Work from home is a different story, but it's just intense, but you know.
Yes,
it is what it is.
It's different, isn't it? But you've also had some time off, right?
Yeah, you know what? I took about three days off. I booked that before this whole quarantine, before this whole poo hit the fan type thing. So I just thought, you know what? Actually, I'm going to continue to take it. And it was so nice to actually take some time out. It really was quite good.
Yeah. I guess it doesn't force you into like this new thing of working from home. You have time to kind of adjust to being in the house.
Yes, because before that, I was working from home every Monday or starting to. But there's a difference between working from home once a week to every single week for the next 3 months, potentially. That's different if you're not used to that kind of way of working. But because there's some people that do work remotely and that is their job. But yeah, it's interesting, man. It's interesting. But what about you, So? How's it going?
Yeah, it's been interesting too, darling.
It's been interesting. Yeah.
Now, the difference between Mel and I is, as Mel said, she works from home once a week.
Yeah.
I'm always at home.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's nothing new for me. The thing is, though, is that I had a routine.
Yeah.
I knew, you know, between 9 and 3, it's my free time to do as I want. I can arrange my day whichever way I want to. I can go here, do whatever I need to do.
And you had the space and the time to do that.
And I had the space. Now, with people in the house, it's just
and of course, as some of the listeners will know, you've got a young child as well.
I do have a young child.
And obviously, as you were saying, the child was at school between 9 and 3. But now, then
now it's like, you know, I mean, and my daughter talks a lot. Bless her heart. I mean, she always has very fun and interesting conversations.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're just like, I just want you to shut up. I literally need some space. Of course, I have to teach her. In a way, it works quite well because my husband, so he's upstairs in the spare bedroom. He works from there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm downstairs doing the lessons and all that. And I'm telling you, the amount of work like school is sending her.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Wow.
Like, but the thing is, I have to read it first. Understand it and then teach her.
Yeah.
So it's taking me away from things that I really want to be doing. Mm-hmm. I think I've learned that I cannot homeschool her ever. At some point, remember, I was thinking about it.
Yes, I was going to ask you, has this swayed you to homeschool?
Oh, this has swayed me to make sure she goes to school.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's, you know, I said this when we were live on Thursday. I said, I don't know that I'm actually teaching her what she should be learning in the way that she should be.
Yeah.
And maybe in many ways that there's no expectation that I would, because I'm not a teacher. However, I just don't know if she'll lag behind. Especially also because I guess if you've been born and raised in this country, there's a way that you were taught. You know, I was born and raised in a very different environment. So I can only teach from that perspective.
Mm.
But, you know, it's going okay. I mean, the other difficult thing is, as an introvert, many people have texted me and been like, "Ooh, this is an introvert's dream." Actually, it's not, because I'm stuck. Thank heavens I'm stuck with people I like. However,
yes, thank heavens for that.
Yeah. However, I'm like, oh Lord, I need my space. So sometimes I'll go to the back garden. I'll lock myself up in the bedroom for some time. I'll sit in the toilet for 5 minutes longer than I need, just to be like,
steal some moments for yourself.
Yeah, some moments of peace, you know, and quiet. Oh God. Yeah,
this is so interesting because we're literally at a different spectrums. Because obviously, I don't have any children or anything. I'm literally here.
Yes,
on my ones.
Yeah,
and things like that. And so it's two different.
Yeah, and you're more extroverted than I am. So are you missing that social?
You know what? To be honest, it's really making me understand myself a bit more. Because I don't think I'm an extrovert. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do obviously enjoy talking to people and, you know, quite sociable. Mm-hmm. But I'm quite condensed with the people as well. Like, I'm not just like, I'll speak to everyone. Everyone's my friend. No, I'd rather have a small little network of people.
Mm.
And then, but yeah, so this time I'm actually enjoying it. You know what? I'll admit right now.
Mm-hmm.
A family member keeps on contacting me. Like, they called at least three times today and I've ignored every single one of them. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've ignored every single one. I just don't feel like talking. There's some day, I just don't actually. And it's bad, isn't it? Because we're already in quarantine, you're already not talking.
Yes. And then you're ignoring them
anymore. So I think I'm quite an introvert.
Yeah.
But I do get, it's especially at night time, it's like, oh, it'd be nice to have a full house, you know, just people coming in and out. And it'd be nice to have that a bit. But, I mean, hey-ho.
Hey-ho. Actually, on that note, let's go into this week's episode. Let's get into it. Which is building healthy relationships. So how can we maintain great relationships during this time of isolation and social distancing with those who are far from us, who may be calling us all the time, and also with those who may be too close for comfort. You know, I think I'm even thinking of people who are already in bad relationships and now you have to find yourself in the same space.
You know what? I was
indefinitely.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. First and foremost, this is definitely something, this is a big landmark that will go down in history for us all. It will always be a pre-COVID-19 and post-COVID-19 in life. But I was thinking about that the other day in terms of, what if like you were with someone and you were planning on breaking up with them and moving out, but then the whole lockdown.
But lo and behold.
Oh my God, can you imagine? There's nowhere to go.
I know. That's tough. child. I don't know. Or even, and this is terrible, but children who are abused by, you know, parents.
Oh, God.
And school, school was the only school way out. School was
their escape, yeah. My friend who is a social worker, or she works within that environment, was saying those sort of things because with the whole lockdown going on, they were saying that obviously social workers or key workers would have to work from home. Children would have to be at home and school be on lockdown. It's just like all those children who are vulnerable and even vulnerable adults as well.
Oh, yeah. Where,
as you said, school was their escape.
Mm-hmm.
And even for things like food as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is, everything is just affected and a mess. It's really, really crazy.
It is
really
crazy.
Sad. I can't even begin to imagine or understand how you would sort that out.
No.
How do you fix that?
No. So hopefully the government, I mean, I don't know how they're managing this, and I hope the government can step in, especially for vulnerable children or adults who are in difficult situations. But for the purposes of this episode, we are talking about, people, friends, family, mothers, whatever, parents.
Loved ones,
partners, who...
Housemates.
Oh, Lord.
It's actually the housemates who you don't really know. You know, you're just flat sharing. And you're
So how can we?
As I said, I'm comfy. I'm cozy.
You're cozy, in your little space. You're cozy. A lot of people ain't.
You know what? I was thinking about that because I, at one point, was like renting out my rooms, like my bedrooms, and I was thinking, you know what, God, you are so good, because I was for a time thinking, why am I not getting like long term? You know, just obviously thinking about the money, and then lo and behold, this virus hit.
It's a virus,
and I'm thinking, you know what? If I had some random people in my bedroom,
yeah, I know.
I don't know, you know. So if I actually don't know,
I don't even know how Airbnb people are managing. I don't know how
Airbnb people.
Because if you're self-isolating or quarantined or whatever,
I
you can't leave the Airbnb, but at the same time you might run out of money, so now
it's true,
this person can't really kick you out.
I was wondering with the Airbnb stuff, normally that's like a vacation type use, maybe they had to go back home wherever they
Your flights are cancelled and you know borders are closed.
Well, I think there was a point before the whole lockdown where there was a call for if you don't belong here. No, I'm joking. If there was a call for if you need to go back to where you came from. No, I'm joking. Yeah. If there was a call. I'm trying to be nice. No. Basically, if there was a call for you to go back home or go back to, you know, where you live and reside, then there was a time to do it. So hopefully no one missed their call.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yes, you are truly stuck.
I know, you're stuck. Anyway,
but yeah,
back to this week's topic. So how do we build healthy relationships in this time that is unprecedented? So I'd say point number one is to be deliberate about staying connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, literally now there's no excuse, honestly, on how you can be connected to one another. WhatsApp is free, number one.
Yeah.
Let's start there. You can, you know, do WhatsApp calls. You can set up a schedule
where
we talk every Friday at lunchtime or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both parties have to be very deliberate.
Yes, I agree.
About that.
They definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
Just to add to that point as well, and as well as being deliberate, I suppose also being quite creative with it as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many apps out there right now. I mean, I just discovered not long ago House Party, which is quite cool, and just it's actually a new way, a new time to actually reconnect with people and communicate with people in a more creative creative way, really. And as you said, like, there's no excuse. I mean, where are you going, really? What are you busy with But also it makes it, I think you would actually connect better, especially for those long distance friendships or relationships.
Yes. Yes.
Whereby, like for my friend, for example, she lives in Birmingham, so she lives outside of London, and we don't get to see each other that often. Mm-hmm. But I suppose now we would make more, and for people like us, we would make more of an effort to like do a video call rather than a phone call, because when we did speak, it was via like phone calls.
Yes.
So is this actually might be more of a positive way to actually stay connected better and work on those friendships and relationships and building those healthy relationships? Maybe this is a good thing.
It is a good thing. Absolutely. Every cloud has a silver lining. So we'll try and put us a positive spin on this.
Yes.
The second thing is to manage expectations. And by that, I mean, this is unprecedented. I don't think we've ever seen the world shut down.
Not in our lifetime, no.
Not in our lifetime. And so it's testing for everybody in different ways. And that will show up differently for different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of managing relationships at this time is also managing expectations. Like, your interactions might not always be fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I may really, really want to hang out with you and have a, you know, good time with you.
Yeah.
However, because of the climate that we are in, the other person might just be having that off day. Like, today, like, I've really tried.
Yeah.
You know? Especially if you're in England and it starts raining. We already, you know what I mean? This last week has been good because the sun has been out.
The sun has been out.
But I'm telling you, if it starts raining, like, for 2 weeks straight and we are still indoors, trust and believe that those days that I'll just wake up in a bad mood.
I know.
I'll just be like, I cannot stand that. I'm already stuck in the house. But now I'm stuck in the house and it's cold and raining.
And it's cold and raining. What is this like?
Yes. So I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. So don't be offended if, like, you see the person is online or WhatsApp, you call them and they don't answer.
Yeah. It might just be that day that they're just like, today, I just can't.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? People's moods will be all over the place.
Yeah, because as we said just earlier, there is that expectation, actually, that, well, why are you not answering my phone calls or text messages? You're at home. You're not doing anything. What could you possibly be doing? You're not driving. What are you doing? You're not doing
it. Stop avoiding me.
Stop avoiding me. But at the same time, as you said, like, even still, there will be those times where it's like, actually, I don't want to speak to you right now, mm-hmm. family member. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. Love you and all, but...
No. Love you and all, but oh, no.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The third thing is making your interactions as positive as you can. So coronavirus is not the only thing we can talk about.
I know. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's so many other things in life, funny things, you know, find jokes. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, just make your interactions quite positive at this time. And, you know, lift each other's spirits. If you feel that, you know, the other person you're talking to is on a bit of a low.
Yeah.
You know, maybe change the subject. Like, I told the girls, i.e. Mel and another mutual friend.
Yeah.
I said to them, I can't remember what happened, but in the group text, I was just like, I can't deal with coronavirus.
There was a lot of news flying around. I think this was in the early stages of lockdown.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was like, actually, I don't want to do any more coronavirus news. Which is fair enough, actually, at the end of the day, because you can get, we are all getting so wrapped up in this.
Mm-hmm. And so, and although I did say, isn't it? I was like, coronavirus is fine if it's a joke. Like, I'm happy to, let me laugh about it. Like, and it's not making light of this. Well, maybe it's making light of the situation, but you gotta laugh at some point.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want jokes about coronavirus right now. I just, any more news was a bit, it was getting much, especially because also you're getting it from everywhere. It's not just social media. Mm-hmm. It's not just the news.
Yeah.
It's also all your friendship groups.
Yeah.
Everyone it's on so your WhatsApp true. Is texting you about something.
Do you know what? Even, mm-hmm. and this is going back, obviously, this is tying into the building and health relationships, that I had to delete and remove myself from so many group chats. There was one, there's a fitness chat I'm on. Mm-hmm. And they were discussing coronavirus. They were just putting in new stuff about it. I'm like, this is supposed to be a fitness thing on spin.
Listen.
Why are you? No. I was like, I'm out of this group.
Let me tell you what annoyed me this week. Past week. Okay? It was my birthday on Wednesday.
Yes, it was.
Somebody called me to wish me a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And literally within 2 minutes of singing happy birthday song, hope you're okay, you know, I know it's not the kind of birthday you are looking forward to, but, you know, we are still here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
30 minutes was a talk about coronavirus.
Oh, no.
I was just like, seriously, on my birthday, can we just not celebrate?
And then that just left you feeling a bit meh.
Yeah, of course it did.
Yeah.
It's just like, you've turned my happy day and you've changed my focus. And all, by the way, I was already struggling that morning.
Yeah.
I woke up, I was just like, ugh. You know, I'm like, okay, thank heavens the sun is shining. But apart from that, this is really a boring, bogus day. only for me to receive this call.
I know.
That took me to deeper depths of despair.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, when we are, you know, trying to maintain these relationships, let's try and keep it as upbeat.
Yeah, positive. And that kind of, I'll just take back onto that one and just talk about setting boundaries. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that during this time, there are already boundaries in place, like a lockdown. But in terms of keeping and maintaining and building those healthy relationships, there's still that importance of creating those boundaries as well. And we spoke about those. So the boundaries of, you know what, let's ease up on the whole CV word and let's discussion and let's, and just removing yourself from certain groups that are not helping with your mental health at this time, really. Yes. Let's be frank about it. Mm-hmm. So if it's those sort of things where you have to be like, you know, I'm going to remove myself from certain groups, like group chats. I've had, oh God, so many that I've had to remove myself from. And then also the time as well. If you just want to pick a particular time of day where you do want to chat or you want to chat about coronavirus or whatever it is, then it's just about setting those healthy boundaries because we're so refined in where we can go and how we can move now.
Yeah.
It's so important to have some sort of control that you have set. That could be the whole building boundaries in some sort of way
to maintain
those healthy relationships.
Yeah. And boundaries, but also bringing about balance in your conversations.
Yeah.
And that moves on to our fourth point, which is about being open and honest. Now, if, you know, we can talk about setting boundaries and making interactions positive, but I think part of relationships is honesty and openness. So if I am really struggling about something and it's related to the virus, I'd want to feel that my friends, my family, my husband, can have that space for me to share that. And Mel, you said something earlier about when we were talking about being deliberate in staying connected, and you said something about your friend and you using video calls more than texting and voice. Video is so important, like I think especially at this time, because there are things that you just won't pick up if on a text. There are clues. Yeah. Somebody's face is going to tell you something that they're feeling,
that
they're not saying, or that they are trying to minimize.
Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah, so let's encourage more video. I mean, we've already said this in our personal conversations, Mel, but Zoom, man.
Yeah.
Zoom shares are going up. Those people are making a killing.
They're making so much money. Oh my gosh. All these apps are kind of raking in the money. Yeah, definitely Zoom. You know, I didn't even hear about Zoom until about a week and a half ago.
Okay, like, okay.
Yeah.
I've used Zoom for my coaching class. We use Zoom, but I never heard of it prior.
God,
but now
everywhere. Even my church. We had our first Sunday virtual church today. We were recording on a Sunday. And it was, we used Zoom. It was, you know, it's just amazing how, wow, yeah, those shares are definitely going up.
The shares are going, I wish
they're definitely not affected in the negative way.
Oh, no, they're just smiling all the way to the bank, man.
They are still getting their coins.
Most of us are out here suffering. The fifth point is to create a network, like, say, of shared contacts. So, you know, the WhatsApp groups could be important
when used correctly.
Yes. Yes. Number one, always ask for permission before adding somebody to a group.
I would say such bad manners. You know what? It's another thing about bad manners. I'm digressing, I know. Mm-hmm. But, like, there was a group chat set up and it was supposed to be for, like, work-related stuff or, like, a particular topic. And, you know, a natural guideline was set out of do not post anything about dogs or cats or anything like that. We're just posting important updates.
Okay. Work update.
Yes.
Okay.
Within a day, that was broken and everyone is posting about dogs and their cats. And like literally there has been no, to the point where I've muted it now, which is annoying because if there is an important update, I'm going to have to like cipher through all the posts about dogs and stuff.
Dogs and,
like,
yeah.
So it's just like, please just be respectful of the group chats and what it is. It's fine to set up group chats. Mm-hmm. If it's for socializing, let it be for that. If it's for work-related stuff, let it be for that. If it's for sports-related stuff, let it be for that.
Let it be for that, yeah, yeah. But there's something you've just invited me to. What is it?
Hangouts. No, it's not called Hangouts. No, sorry. Not Hangouts. House party.
House party, that's it.
Yeah.
So Mel has just invited, I don't know what house party is, but...
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. I'm trying to get Sophie and our other friend to join in. It's new to me as well, but basically it's another video type conferencing type thing, but it's more interactive, so you can play games on there. And then you can, you can basically jump into other people's phone calls.
Okay.
If the conversation is not locked.
Okay.
Yeah, is this another way to hang out socially and virtually?
Yeah.
But
so you could create a network of friends, like a group of friends that know each other.
That know each other, and you probably don't know them. Like, so for example, we did it the other day, me and my friend, and I was speaking to her, and then all of a sudden someone from my contact book jumped in on the call with us, and we're like, oh, hi. But obviously she doesn't have that person as her contact. So what I'm trying to say is that, you can meet new people.
Okay.
And just have random conversations if your chat is not locked. So if you don't like that, lock your chat. But there's so many different things out there. Like, so Zoom is making a good living and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so is this house party thing. And I'm sure there's many more out there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's setting like those, like, I guess, dates and hangout places you can hang out. Like we did the quarantine club with DJ Nice. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, it's quarantine. Yes. Oh, my God, that was so much fun.
That was Instagram. A lot of fun on Instagram.
This this American DJ, he just DJed for 9 hours straight one time. And, like, literally everyone was hanging out. I was dancing away. Like, it was just so much fun because, obviously, so many different celebrities were on there. You know, Janet Jackson, Usher, Mariah
Michelle Kate, Obama was
Michelle
there.
Michelle Obama was there. Like, so many people. Yes. It was like a good, I think it went up to about 100 and was it 40,000?
Yeah.
It was just mad. But no, it was so much fun as well. You're just dancing away, really.
Absolutely.
It's fun. It's
very good fun.
Yeah.
So why not get even your husband or whatever involved in that kind of activity? To raise spirits.
It's true.
And then, you know, point six, maybe it's time to put some difficult or heavy conversations on hold for now.
Oh, man, really?
Can you imagine if me and Carl are, like, having a go at it right now?
Oh, yeah,
no one can escape.
Yeah. But I'm sure you still have a little mini argument here.
Well, Carl and I have a lot of banter. So, yes, we I'm really trying not to argue. I shall not argue.
Okay.
This is not the time for arguing.
No, it's not. It really isn't.
I think sometimes you just have to look at the bigger picture and actually just see what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, will this matter?
Yeah.
If Carl falls ill, will this really matter?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. You're right. No.
So, yeah. So stop bickering over everything.
And I suppose there's already a strain.
There's already a strain, exactly.
You know, it's definitely important. I remember, like, Chris and I, we had a little argument. Not argument, really.
But why have you been self-isolating?
Yeah, and it's going to be harder because we're not actually together. But he's the one that tells me, he's like, why are we arguing about this? Like, and we're like, oh, but you're just so annoying right now.
But I know.
It's so true. It's true to... If this doesn't help, does it? I mean,
it doesn't things already are already difficult. There could be things that you actually have to discuss. Do you know what I mean? And I'm thinking especially for people who need to break up.
Oh, my God. Or do you put that on hold, though? Do you put the breakup on hold?
What are you going to do? You're going to break up and then what? You can't leave the house.
No. Now, I'm actually talking about... Okay, so there's two different types of breakups. There's one where you're actually living together, and I wouldn't suggest doing that. Especially if you're in a three-month, potentially, quarantine. But then there's also, if you're not living together,
would you have the breakup for?
Honestly, I don't know if I would. I'd probably put it off only because people's mental health at the moment is really suffering.
Yeah, it's true.
And if you're having, you know, I mean, you can't determine for everyone whether they'll have a mental health issue because you've just broken up with them. But however,
yeah, you don't know what anyone's
you don't know exactly. You don't know what somebody's trigger point is, especially in such circumstances. Now, unfortunately, we don't know how long this will last. So does this mean that the relationship should continue? I really don't know. Honestly, it's tough, man.
It is tough. But then maybe this is a time where you can actually work on the relationship as well. I think, whatever was causing an issue, can it not be resolved? Can it not? Is it such a big thing to argue over or to break up over or whatever the case may be? So it's looking at those things as well.
Yeah, you can call a truce, I think, you know, postpone it for another day, because some things you just have to talk about, but maybe not right this second.
Yeah.
But also maybe if you must break up with somebody, if you must talk about it right now, then I think I'd bring in a third party in the form of a counselor. Mm. And I mean, I think there are people who are still offering counseling services. There must be.
People
who are still offering services right now.
There are, especially virtual ones, especially like the phone or Skype or those kind of ones. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I think if it's a heavy message that you need to pass on, I think that is the best way. Because you don't want to leave somebody on a latch.
No.
Especially where mental health could be a problem.
Yeah.
Because if anything was to happen to that person, most people would blame themselves.
Yeah.
And they'd think that they're the ones who pushed them off the edge. Although you shouldn't think that, because people make decisions for themselves and their lives. Yeah. However, if you can avoid influencing that push.
Yes, exactly. Because normally on the unfortunate, circumstances where you do have a breakup, there are escapes that you can... You know, that you can do stuff to distract you. You know, you can go out, you can go to a club, meet, interact with other people, or you could just go out with your friends and, you know, have a drink or just have a meal and just talk over it or, you know, just go out. But when you're literally
when that's not stuck available. Indoors,
it's going to be hard. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Please, guys, if you were thinking 2020, I'm going to break
2020
up.
Was my breakup year. Might have to wait a bit longer.
But on a serious note, though, it's true because, you know, when there's like those statistics, like every Christmas or every New Year, couples break up, their divorces and all this jazz because, you know, they had to spend like 2 weeks on holiday together. My God, this is going to be 3 months together.
I know.
I'm going to be able to hold out.
I mean, it could make... or break a relationship.
Yeah.
I know, I think there's a study that's been done in China, and I think from their quarantine period, they've seen a rise in divorces.
Oh, wow.
From this period. So, you know.
Which is interesting, because I would have thought that during this time, when there's such uncertainty, when there's such disruption, it will bring people closer together, really, and make you think, oh, my God, I don't want anything to happen to you, rather than, bye.
Yeah, but I think if the relationship was already so fractured, I think it is the one thing that's just gonna, you know, it's like the final kick.
Yeah.
Because that person will do one thing, and you'll just, like, fly off the handle.
Yeah.
Anyway, we hope there's an online counselor somewhere near you, or if not near you, I mean online, that you can contact if you must separate or, you know, do whatever
or
you need
or
to
you
do.
Just need to talk to someone.
Oh, if you need to talk to someone, yeah.
Because, you know, definitely need to do that and offload some way, somehow.
Yeah. Speaking of offloading, here's something you can do. You can give yourself some space. 0.7. Hopefully you live in a large enough space where you can find another room in the house. You know, like, you don't have to work in the same space as your spouse or your housemate or whatever. Hopefully you have your own space where you can retreat. Also, because even during this time of social distancing, you can still go out for a walk or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe don't go for a walk at the same time. Maybe one person can go in the morning, the other person can go at lunchtime.
I think actually that's quite a good thing to do. Then there'll be times where you can go for walks together, like family time.
Absolutely, yeah.
There'll be times where you'll need to go on your own.
Absolutely. If you need to blow off your steam, just, you know, take a walk.
Take a walk.
I tend to go to my back garden and just occupy myself. Paint a fence, you know, pull out some weeds, do something. Or sometimes I go to my room and I start, you know, spring cleaning. You know? Yeah. Just to keep the distance. Switch it up. Absolutely. And I think we've already said this, but at the end of it all, be kind.
That's so important.
This is not the time to start firing bullets at each other.
No, this
coronavirus is already trying to kill us. Please don't be the other killer.
Don't add to it, man. It's so true.
It's so stressful, especially with, you know, like with the financial situation. I mean, the economy is just going to take a bad hit. It already has.
Yeah, exactly.
But with people being laid off, taking these 20% cuts, going on, you know, unpaid leave.
Exactly.
People are already stressed. Please don't be that person who adds fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have to.
Yeah.
Just
I agree.
Be kind.
So certain times, but no, the strong message is to be kind, to build those healthy relationships, be kind. Mm-hmm. Hold off on those negative conversations or those awkward conversations for now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I suppose now is not the time. It's more so to come together in unity rather than divide.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Okay, I think that's it, Mel.
Aww. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Life Lately podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe. It's completely free and it'll mean you'll be the first to know when an episode goes live. Also, don't forget to leave a review. It would mean so much to us. It also helps us to get discovered. So definitely do that for us. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You can also join the conversation on Instagram at Life Lately Pod or Facebook Life Lately Podcast. We'll be back on Monday at 6 a.m. with a new episode. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.